scheduled to have the heir to one of the biggest fortunes on earth in banking. Coming up later in this hour, David Mayer de Rothschild. And he is, of course, born in 1978, a British adventurer, an environmentalist who is the head of the Adventure Ecology and Expedition Group, raising awareness about climate change. He is the youngest of the three children of Sir Evelyn de Rothschild of the Rothschild Banking Family of England. So we are lined up to try to get him on the show. He's all over the press, saving the earth. It's just, imagine, out of the gate, saving the earth with, of course, global taxation and new regulatory plans for one-child policies. We're really blessed to have people like Lord Rothschild's son out there saving the earth, and we're lined up to have him pop in later in the show. It has been a bad week for Al Gore. His man-made global warming myth has taken another battering as live Earth propaganda bandwagon is derailed, and the drug test and drug arrest puts another of the VP's hypocrisies in focus again. We'll be going over that report. Also, Al Gore has introduced a pledge, kind of a Mao-like pledge for the youth, where they sign a seven-point pledge to be the front-line jihadis in a move by the world government to bring in total taxation, regulation, and neo-feudalism. So we'll be discussing Al Gore on that front, because this is the biggest propaganda push on any one issue, even bigger than the phony war on terror that we have ever seen, and still the average person on the street is not aware of what's happening, though in major polls, the vast majority of people do not believe global warming is man-made. Close to 60% do not believe that global warming is man-made in multiple major polls, and then a large portion of those people don't even believe that the Earth is warming, though I think there is evidence that it is at least warming overall, and that that is a natural cycle, and that all human activity is literally a speck in the overall scheme of things compared to the sun and other intergalactic factors bombarding the Earth. And that's what all the major scientific studies actually show. Now let's be clear. Climate change and man-made climate change is a hoax, a fraud, a swindle from all the scientific evidence I've seen. And we're here to just report the facts. We don't have an axe to grind. We go where the information is. But genetic engineering, cross-species types, and, of course, much of the toxic waste dumping and things that are going on are very egregious, are very, very serious, and are affecting us right now, not just the planet. So we will discuss that later in the show as well. GOP congressman joins Senator Domenici in breaking with White House on war. Also, there's a big exclusive out. Rupert Murdoch buys Dow Jones. Owners of the Wall Street Journal deny it. Of course, that's a move to see the stock soar so that the greedy board will go ahead and reverse themselves against the Bancroft family so they can get that done. Another dirty trick from Murdoch. But Murdoch's got CIA globalist Rothschild slash Rockefeller backing. He will probably get the Wall Street Journal. Of course, it won't matter. It will clearly lose any credibility it ever had pretty much instantaneously. Also, Ohio newspaper under fire for outing gun owners. They need to be locked up. It's all coming up today. I'm Alex Jones, and we'll see if we can get our Rothschild friend from the House of Rothschild on with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Al Gore has introduced a global pledge for the young people going to the concert, loading on to the ships there at Wonderland. And we are joined by David Mayer de Rothschild. Al Gore, of course, is kicking off a string of global concerts this weekend on 777. And the man who's written the official book that is the accompaniment to this, meant for elementary grade school children, is David Mayer de Rothschild, born in 1978, a British adventurer, I love that title, an environmentalist who is the head of Adventure Ecology, an expedition group raising awareness about climate change. He is the youngest of the three children of Sir Evelyn de Rothschild of the Rothschild banking family of England. One of the arrows shooting out across the planet, invigorating everything. Mr. Rothschild, thank you for coming on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me on the show. That's quite an introduction there. Thank you.
Well, you bet. Now, tell us why you, one of the young, vibrant heirs of one of the main arms of the Rothschild family, the house, is embarking on this selfless mission to save the Earth.
It's a good question. I mean, I think for me it's about saying, you know, this is the only issue that we should be contending with right now, because we only have one planet. This is our house. And without that, then all the other rooms in our house, which may be poverty or disease or conflict or whatever it may be, you know, then we don't have those, because without a house, you have no rooms. And so I think for me, it's just, I realized I was involved in an expedition to cross Antarctica 4 years ago. I followed the same route that Roald Amundsen did to the South Pole, and then I kited across the continent. And during my 3 months on this Arctic landscape, I realized that you know, we were, A, having a huge effect on our fragile ecosystems as human beings, but also that it was us who was vulnerable should these systems collapse. It was our ability to live on this planet as we know it. So that's why I dedicated myself to making sure we get this issue out there.
Now, I've got a new poll out here. The Maury poll shows that most people in the UK remain unconvinced about warnings that our climate is being affected by global warming. What is the science that proving that man-made global warming, A, is real, and B, will cause cataclysmic problems?
I think there's the report you really need to be looking at was the report that was released at the beginning of the year by the IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It's made up of 2,500 scientists from around the world, all in the field of climatic studies. These are the brains, basically. These are the guys who have been looking at this stuff for a very long time. You know, they come together, they put this report together, and there was a unanimous decision made and put across in this report.
Now, Mr. Rothschild, a whole bunch of people, hundreds of them, have gone public saying that they were included and asked their opinion in research, but that many of them never said that they agreed with man-made global warming or its causative effects.
I think that if you read the report, they actually do. They come out and they say.
No, they say their names were added falsely to that report. Are you aware of that global controversy? It's been in hundreds of newspapers.
I think the fact of the matter is that this type of argument about whether global warming exists or not is just a waste of time. I mean, the fact of the matter is we've got one planet. We're not doing, you know, all our systems are in degradation. We can argue about who's causing what, but there's no denying that our systems are shifting. I mean, look at your country right now. You've got floods in Texas. You've got 126 degrees in Arizona. You've got fires. You've got systems in England. We've had a sixth of our annual rainfall in 24 hours.
Well, there's always, you know, hold on. I've read quite a few history books, you know, even back at the time of Waterloo. When your family was so active, we've got all sorts of fires and storms and floods and things going on. I mean, witch doctors 5,000 years ago would point at an eclipse or point at a wildfire or point at a snowstorm and say, you better bring better offerings to my tent or I'll make the ooga boogas get you. I mean, really, isn't this just a organizing system to bring in global taxation and regulations? What is your solution to the global warming? Is it not the global? Hold on. Is it not the global carbon tax, as Al Gore's called for?
It's there's many things. I think what you have to realize is that being environmentally sensitive and making money aren't mutually exclusive. There's a lot of money to be made in addressing this issue. There's been a lot of waste in our systems. We've built all our systems on a theory of infinite resources. We know for a fact we have finite resources. We know that we're consuming more than we're putting back. We know that our systems won't be able to support us if we continue to consume at this level. You know, and you can say that there's, you know, things are cyclical, but, you know, and that we've seen these weather systems before. But, you know, this is the fact of the matter is that our CO2 levels today are higher than any other time in the last 650,000 years. Our civilization is being built around a system of stable weather systems and weather patterns. Our weather patterns are changing as fast as we all.
What caused Pompeii or what caused, you know, famous hurricanes?
Pompeii was a natural disaster, uh-huh. which was, of course it was. What do you think caused that?
But see, that's my point.
Is it
what caused the divine wind, the kamikaze that blew away the Chinese fleet that was coming into Japan?
But let me ask you a question, sir. What is the downside? Why don't you want to believe climate change exists?
Well, number one,
what's the downside?
Well, I'd like to tell you. Number one, I read Professor Carol Quigley. I've read United Nations documents. I've researched the Council on Foreign Relations. I've researched the different think tanks and groups that your family funds. Also the things that Prince Bernhard was pushing before he died. Now, of course, Prince Philip, head of the World Life Fund, where they say they want to exterminate 80% of us, where they want to bring in neo-feudalism and serfdom as a model to manage the planet, and that human beings are a scourge. And I know that Malthus, back in the 1790s, said, oh, wonderful, we're going to outstrip our resources and half the population will starve to death by 1950. You know, know, this type of baloney, and it's always turned out to be a fraud. You try to organize society by claiming there's a crisis and that you're going to be the organizers. Then you invite all the business people in saying, this is the new model. Jump on the big bandwagon now. And you're not dealing with cross-species chimera genetic engineering, which can destroy your house. I know you don't care about the population, but you better care about your own house of Rothschild. And I'm talking, and so what you do is you ignore all the real environmental crises, and then you bring in world government and world taxation so you guys can even rule us with an even greater hand, and I'm sick of it. I'm not your slave, Rothschild, and your scam's not going to work.
Well, you know, sir, I've never seen someone get so defensive. It's obviously, you know what they say, when you're in the wrong, you get all overheated, and I can see that with you now.
No, you asked my question.
Listen,
debate any of my facts.
If you carry on like that, sir, you're going to cause global warming yourself the way you're heating over there.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I'm angry.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, sir, you cannot deny that our species our biodiversity loss is global. We're losing rainforest at 100,000 acres a day. Our weather patterns have changed. The scientific community is unanimous. I don't know whether you're sitting on
your number
maybe,
one, they're
maybe
not unanimous.
Listen, maybe your shares in the oil industry that you have in your back pocket there are helping to drive your radio station, and that's why you're a bit concerned about maybe your little taxation break.
No, it came out. Wait a minute. Queen Beatrix. Well, let me finish.
Have you got children?
All right. Just hold on a second, Lord Rothschild.
No,
let me just say something here.
Yes, I do.
I'm not a playboy adventurer.
What kind of planet do you think you're going to pass on to them?
Well, let me answer your question, because you keep putting these questions out. I'm going to answer them right now. You bet I'm angry because I have...
You didn't answer the last one.
Let me finish.
You didn't answer...
I'm going to answer the question. You didn't answer my question. You're using a lawyer tactic of asking a question and then not letting me answer it, implying that I didn't answer it.
Listen, I've been here.
You didn't answer my questions about your family and others bankrolling modern eugenics under the guise... under the guise of social, of all these social Darwinism programs. Are you denying it?
Yeah. Of course I'm denying it.
Okay, so you're saying Prince Philip
I've got nothing to do with Prince Philip. The fact of the matter is, this has got nothing to do with climate change, sir. I'm coming on here to say, I've been to these places, I've seen this stuff, mm-hmm. I've spent over 200 days in the Arctic.
Let me tell you something.
Have you ever been outside of Texas?
Yes, I have been.
Where have you been?
I've been a lot of places. I know I'm not. I don't have an education. I haven't traveled. I don't know anything.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just asking you.
No, that's the implication. Yes, I've been up. I've been up to the. I haven't been across the. Let me finish. I haven't been across the Arctic Circle, but I've been up to it. Now, let me just ask you a question.
So you're telling me that the Inuit communities.
No, you asked me a question. Let me answer, Rothschild.
Okay, will you answer then, sir?
Listen. Now, we all know last year that the media got caught, and National Geographic, the known propaganda channel, got caught, showing images of polar bears saying, look at them, they're stranded on ice. Polar bears can swim 200 miles. You and I both know that, but you know the dumb public that the globalists are always hoodwinking doesn't know that, and you've got new IMAX programs and new Disney programs coming up going, look at the drowning polar bears. They're all dying because the ice is melting. Everyone knows that the glaciers expand and contract and are collapsing continually. Go ahead, there's your answer.
So what's your point? I think you still haven't even asked
your point. Yeah, my point is that you guys are setting up global taxation, as Al Gore has said. It has nothing to do with the environment. I am concerned about cross-species genetic engineering. I am concerned about destroying old-growth forest. I am worried about those type of things. But you guys are gobbling up all the world's concern to just simply line your pockets and make kids read your book in schools and do all this. It's a business, just like you said, Rothschild.
It's not. Do you think I make any money out of this?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing your great-great-great-grand, your money-changing ancestors did. They're in Germany, Red Shield, and I'm calling you out, Red Shield. We know it's a scam.
Okay, well, listen, you know, the funny thing is, if you think it's a scam, I think, you know, then what I want to know is, where are you going to live when this planet collapses?
Okay, we got a break. I'm challenging you to hold over 3 minutes and to come back, and I'll answer the question about where I'm going to live and what I think about my family. Or are you afraid? Are you going to hang up, Red Shield? You going to stay with us, adventurer? You going to take this adventure challenge with me? We'll see if you're there on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. We got a Red Shield on the line.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've got the son of one of the most powerful Rothschilds in modern times, David Mayer de Rothschild. He is a British adventurer and environmentalist whose book is the official book of the global ad campaign for global taxation and regulatory systems. And he, of course, your school children out there will probably be reading it under the, of course, they don't know how to read. That's all part of the larger plan, but there's lots of pictures for them. David Rothschild, you've got the floor. I've really been running over you. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I mean, I think when you say that it's all about tax, I think you have to look at all the other things that which we're talking about. It's an the recycling industry and the fact that there's the opportunities now is a $50 billion industry. And there's an opportunity there to create jobs. There's an opportunity to be environmentally friendly. There's an opportunity to, you know, have a win-win situation where businesses continue to thrive. The old excuse of saying that to be environmentally friendly means that you have to cut back on opportunity is the kind of thing that your radio station would promote. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we're sitting here now, and you know, I'm sorry if your oil shares are, you know, that you have in your back pocket are funding this radio station and my phone call, and that you feel that you need to protect that. But the fact is, we need to stop padding out your bottom line by incentivizing the fossil fuel subsidiaries and start putting more incentives into renewable energy research, because fossil fuels are going to run out. And I just want to know, if you don't believe in any of this, where are you going to be when it all kicks off? Where, sure. Have you got a bunker down there in Texas?
Sure, actually I do. But let me be clear on this. I am for renewable energy. I am for new systems. It is the big oil companies that have stopped the 150-mile, per gallon carburetor. We know that that's going on, and we know that even Greg Palast of the BBC broke the news with the documents that Dutch Royal Shell, who's big,
are you denying that climate change exists?
But see, do you want me to say this?
No, I'm just wondering.
I mean, but I'm trying to answer your question. I'm trying to answer your question here.
You're not answering me. I've answered this before.
No, what I'm telling you is...
No, answer my question,
okay.
Sir. Are you denying that climate change exists?
The UN's own report says that about 6%...
No. I'm asking you. I'm not asking about the UN.
You want to keep it very simple because you think my audience is dumbed down.
No, I'm not telling your audience is dumbed down. I'm saying...
Man-made climate change is not happening.
It is not a
large contributor to the overall solar cycle. It is not a large contributor to the... NASA says the sun's radiance is the brightest ever recorded, and that it is the sun, you know, energizing the space particuli in the atmosphere, Rothschild, and you know that.
It's called Milankovitch's cycle. There's three different types of cycles, and yes, you're correct. There is an amount of our climatic systems that is dictated by the solar activity. How much solar energy is allowed into
our planet,
and where the solar energy lands on our planet. But what's happening is, by pumping out greenhouse gases, nitrous oxides, methane, CO2, by our consumption, we are thickening the atmosphere around our planet, which is trapping not only that additional solar energy that you're talking about, but also we're trapping in further greenhouse gases and further heat.
Well, let's talk about carbon dioxide. Let me just ask you a question. Carbon dioxide, Al Gore's now been debunked by major scientists, by Channel 4. Let me just finish. Well, he says that CO2 goes up, then heat goes up. It's actually trailing between 200 and 600 years after. Carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. They then put out more oxygen, and major ice core studies, it's up on prisonplanet.com. Right now we have links to mainstream news. Major studies just came out showing that they also indicate that during the last period between the ice ages, 116 to 130,000 years ago, when temperatures were an average of 5 Celsius to 9 Fahrenheit, now the glaciers on Greenland did not completely melt away, reports Reuters.
But the point is, right, if the scientific community is coming out, we know that carbon dioxide is directly relatable to the temperature, to the atmosphere on our planet, right?
After.
To the temperatures that are, we know that for a fact.
No,
that's
we don't.
The scientific, yeah, of course we do. That's why we live in this, our planet is livable in, because we have a certain amount of CO2, 285 parts per million, which is what it was.
CO2 boost actually then leads to cooling.
It was 285 parts per million pre-industrial levels since the dawn of the industrial age.
It peaked in 1955. It's been dropping.
It hasn't been dropping. You're in denial, sir. You really are. I think it's. I don't know where you're reading.
You just said all the scientists unanimously agree. That's the biggest hoax I ever heard.
Do you find your facts on this fact is a joke?
Let me ask you a question.
I mean, where are you finding your facts?
Let me ask you.
BP's website?
No, we've had tons. BP is behind the peak oil scam.
Listen.
BP is behind the peak oil scam. We have the documents.
Listen, CO2 is at 385 parts per million. No scientist in the world will deny that. And if you find that, and you find a scientist who's denying that right now, 385 parts per million of CO2, then you email it to me. I'll have a look, and I'll come back on your show, and I'll tell readers that I was
wrong. No, we're not saying that CO2 levels aren't elevated. What we're saying is CO2 elevated levels are good.
No, they're not good. They're not good. Who tells you that CO2 is one of the reasons why our planet has a stable climate? The reason when we start to increase
we've never had a stable climate. That's another hoax. Rothschild, we've got to break it. Now, if you want to chicken out, you can. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I talk to and conservationists, when they see Disney and when they see the Discovery Channel and Wall Street and the NFL getting behind global warming, man-made global warming, they say something's wrong. And of course, I should bring up to Mr. Rothschild that the polar ice caps of Mars are receding at several miles a year, much faster than ours. And that the moons of Saturn and Jupiter are melting. In fact, several of their moons were ice and are now liquid seas. Now, how are SUVs causing that, David Rothschild?
That's because those planets are closer to the sun, my friend.
No, Jupiter and Saturn are not closer to the sun. Neither is Mars.
Yes, sir. I think you'll find, right, that the very simple matter, and what I wanted to say, and this is my final point, and then I'll let you continue with your line that global warming doesn't exist. I find it very sad that we're still in a day and age where there is a certain mentality or a certain sector that wants to deny that these things are happening. And you say you don't believe that human beings are responsible for climate change. That's fine, and I respect your opinion. I respect your views. I think, though, that you have to realize if you look at the science. Forget your taxation theory, because actually it's not taxation. What it's trying to do, the taxation bit, is sitting there. It's one tiny fragment of saying that the polluters of our planet, the companies that are excessively polluting, the only way that they will respond and listen is if they're incentivized through a tax scheme to stop them polluting. And that tax scheme isn't in your pocket. That is the companies, the Exxons of this world, the companies that are going out there and needlessly polluting our water systems, our natural systems. I think it's sad, sir, that you can, I appreciate and respect people's views on both sides of the argument. That's what a debate is about. And I appreciate you, your views in taking this debate to me. But I would also say that it's sad because what you're doing here is giving people a false sense of hope. Our planet is in a seriously bad way right now. And if we continue to put out this rhetoric which says this doesn't exist, which you are doing and you are promoting, then all it's going to do is delay the situation that is going to cause more problems for your children, for my children, and the future of this planet. We've got a serious problem. You can deny it all you like, but as the storms and the weather systems around us, whether they're cyclical or not, start to increase, which they are, then we're going to find ourselves in a more precarious position as humanity moves forward into the future.
All right, I've only got one more question for you, David Mayer de Rothschild. Sure. And that is that you bring up the fact that I'm in denial and I'm giving people a false sense of hope. All the major, the European Space Agency, the NASA, all of the major real scientific organizations show massive solar system warming, and it's the engine, the sun, that is driving that. And all the past studies and archaeological records show that life blooms and increases in a carbon dioxide, oxygen rich, because the two are tied together, and that we've actually been oxygen and carbon dioxide poor and have really been in somewhat of a dead cycle compared to, that's why they find coal at the North Pole and the South Pole from all the life, and that this is actually a prime driver. And we see areas of the world that were going through the desert process, the desertification, now greening unexpectedly, and that we should welcome climate change, and that it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you're saying we need to have a stable climate. Sir, the planet's never had a stable climate.
The planet hasn't. For the last 12,000 years, we've been in a very, very stable, comparatively, for the 4.5 billion years the planet's been around, period of climatic systems. Our systems are being incredibly stable. And I agree with you. We need carbon as a driver of life. I'm not denying that. You know, we have huge pockets of reserves of carbon, which for millions of years have taken millions of years to stored under our Earth's crust. We are releasing that. And we're putting it up. And let's not confuse two things here. Let's not confuse biological carbon and carbon that's emitted through the burning of fossil fuels. One is in the United States in the atmosphere and one goes through the natural cycle. So we're confusing two things when we're pumping out, not only pumping out excess carbon, more than the natural system, but we're slash and burn agriculture, we're cutting down our carbon sinks. To balance that, our oceans are incredibly precarious. They absorb 40% of our world's atmospheric carbon.
Oh, I agree that, agree that.
And as our temperatures get warmer,
let me just say this, see, but see, you're tying together plankton blooms and different differentials in with carbon dioxide itself. And isn't the different, and it's not just one tax. I mean, they're now tying the different environmental movements that, oh, we need a tax on more than one child, which really is a one child policy. So we already see this whole move to restrict carbon, really a tax on life, a tax on breathing.
I don't think it's a tax on life and a tax on breathing. I think the fact of the matter is we have one planet. We don't have a spare one. We know that our systems, and you know, whatever you want to call it, whether you want to call it a cyclical change, whether you want to call it global warming, you know, everyone has their own opinion. And I think the fact of the matter is, for me personally, the time for debate is over. This is no longer about does it exist, does it not exist, who's doing what, who's not. As we keep on talking, the planet, the very thing that supports
us. So we need to just stop thinking
world.
And just agree it's happening and go do whatever Al Gore says world government will save us. Well,
no,
okay, in a perfect world, what should we do, Rothschild?
In the perfect world.
What should we do to save ourselves? Tell me. Save me.
Listen,
save me.
I'm saving you. In the perfect world, sir, you start to use common sense, which is obviously something that from some of your comments, I'm afraid I don't see.
Save me. Oh, God. Do you save the young ladies? Oh, Lord Rothschild, save me. You're such a dashing adventurer, like Indiana Jones. Oh, Lord Rothschild, take me, Lord Rothschild.
Listen, Mr. Oil Baron sitting in the south, if you want to start making funny noises like that on the phone, that's fair enough, oil boy. So get back onto your little rodeo bull, go out there and deny it all, protect your oil shares, and make sure that your kids that you talked about don't have any planet to live on. But anyway, I have to go, my friends.
I just want to tell you something. Your family has caused a lot of pain in this world, from what they pulled with Napoleon to all of it, and we're tired of it. And I'm not going to judge you by your family, but look at what you're doing out here, pushing this whole global tax hysteria, this global tax scam, and it's common sense.
I'm pushing common sense. I'm pushing education. I don't push one side of the argument or the other. All I'm doing is providing information for people to make an informed decision.
Well, you're providing bad information and slogans and can't and logos, and it's not going to work at the end of the day. So I just want you to know, when you're at family reunions, let them know that America and the people, free humanity, will prevail.
And if you send me an email address, we'll invite you along. You can come and join us.
Yeah, I bet.
We'd love to have you.
Now, are those the estates that you guys took over in the French Revolution you engineered, or are those the estates in England?
Oh, those are the hidden ones that we hide under the ground that no one knows about, and, you know, come on, man.
Well, you mean the one I snuck into in Northern California?
Yeah, the one that you spend too long on the internet looking at conspiracy theories. I'd say, you know what I'd say? You sound like someone who needs to get out of the studio, reconnect with the world. I've never left Texas. And go outside and reconnect with nature. See what you're missing.
Well, Rothschild, let me just say this. You know, you also make these hayseed, you know, comments about how we're a bunch of bumpkins and out here on our bulls in Texas.
I never said anything about that.
The implication was clear. An elitist implication.
My words. There's no elitist implication. I spend a lot. I'm a farmer. I live off the land. I farm my own. I have my own cattle. I have my own.
You
stock.
Are a farmer.
My time.
And we are slaves on your plantation.
Well, you know what? I work for myself, and I don't have anyone who works for me. So at that point, sir, I would say again.
Oh, really? You always talk about oil shares. Your family in England, it turned out, Financial Times of London, owned Gazprom. When they arrested one of the oligarchs, it turned out he was just a front. You guys are worth, in the aggregate, trillions of dollars, tens of trillions leverage.
You sit here and say
that I'm from the movie Dallas, and I'm sitting on top of oil patch.
And these are all your insecurities that you're putting across here, sir. I've never said anything.
You've said repeatedly that I'm defending my oil stocks.
Well, I guess you probably are. I don't know, because
your family bankrolled the Rockefellers and Carnegie. And you guys own the Bank of England, and you issue the world fiat currency, and you're the guys that have got the third world nations on billion-dollar loans owing $40 billion at loan-sharking numbers. So don't try it, Rothschild.
Like your climate facts, you're getting yourself into a confused situation, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not confused. These are published facts, Rothschild.
Well, like I said, email them to me. Let me have a look at your
Are you denying
facts.
That N.M. Rothschild is not involved in the... OECD and the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF and the World Bank, because we've had Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank Nobel Prize winner, here on air to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'll listen into the show after I'm off the phone, sir.
All right, well, listen, I want to challenge you to visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com so you can see the front line of the resistance. We will defeat eugenics. We will defeat the world feudal state. We will prevail. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in the whole social Darwinistic eugenics movement? Because that's where the modern environmental movement came from, and that's where Prince Philip and Prince Charles and all of this scum get their ideas.
Listen, I'm here to talk about my book, The Global Warming Survival Handbook. I'm sure you're going to buy one. I'm here to talk about the concerts that are happening this weekend. I'm here to talk about climate change.
Are you guys pushing to make kids read it in schools?
It's not for kids, and it's not in schools. It's a book for anyone who wants to pick it up, like any other information book.
But I'm looking at it. I mean, I've got quotes from you saying here that this is for the children.
No, you're getting your facts wrong. This book isn't for the children. This book is the official book that goes to the Live Earth concert series. It goes around the globe.
Let me dig it out, because I have a copy of the book here. You wrote another book about children. How many books have you written?
I've written more than you, probably.
Well, I've only written one and writing another right now. But what I'm trying to understand is how many have you written a children's book?
Yes, I have.
Ah!
But the children's book's got nothing to do with the environment. It's actually to do with health and how our body works. I'm a trained doctor. I'm a naturopath. And it was to do with how your body works. It's got nothing to do with the environment. So again,
it looks like it was written for children. I have news articles here where you're saying that you're trying to wake up the children of the threat of global warming and climate change. Are you saying that that's not a statement you made? Because I've got all the newspaper articles.
It's a statement that I've made, but the book that you have in front of you, the book that I was asked to phone in on the show for, is not a children's book. It's a book that anyone can read.
Looks like it was written for children. Targeting the childlike minds.
Well, I'm just targeting people who want to be interested and involved and arm themselves with information. Like I said before, thank you for having me on the show. It's meant to be a 10-minute talk. I appreciate your debate. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, and I hope you have a very good day.
Lord Rothschild, you know that your house will fail in the end, and you know that, and I want to let you know that anyone who supports the New World Order in dehumanization is going to go to prison. You just need to know that.
Sure. Okay, thank you very much.
Take care, buddy.
Come visit me and bring me some food. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Bring you some food. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Bring me some food. All right. Well, we had his lordship on for you. I mean, can you imagine having a bio out on yourself where you call yourself an adventurer? An adventure. He goes around playing the part of the hero, saving the world. And he sits there and he makes statement after statement after statement after statement, legions of false statements. Did you hear him say that Jupiter and Saturn are closer to the sun? By the way, that guy's smart. He was a good debater. He knows they're not closer to the sun. He giggled after he said it. Did you notice he kept it real simple? See, I refuse to do that. People always tell me, people, CEOs I know and successful businessmen and women, they go, Alex, you got to dumb it down, simplify it. I refuse to. I refuse to treat you like you're stupid. I don't even see myself as that smart. You can figure this out, folks. But did you see how he dumbed it all down? And this book I've got here, is it for children? Then you fooled me. It's written like it's for a third grader. But now, I mean, you saw the game there. He talked to everybody like they were children, and he kept saying that I was some oil baron, which, of course, I'm not. And then when I bring up the fact that his family is literally the preeminent family over world petroleum reserves, he would just say it was a conspiracy theory. And he dumbed it all down. He knows full well that it's Mercury. This is out from the sun. Standard yellow dwarf. And now scientific studies have shown that we're actually a fragment of another galaxy colliding in and being sucked in to the Coriolis energies of the Milky Way spiral arm galaxy. All right, I'm already getting off into where we're at. The point here is that we are a standard yellow dwarf solar system with 8 registered bodies of planetoid size, with more than 50 other planetoids that have now been downgraded, as you know, Pluto downgraded to not be a planet. But I don't go with the official statements. I'm going to go with precedent and say we have 9 planets. And the planets going out from the sun are, this is for Lord Rothschild. Now he knows this, but he said on air it wasn't, thinking you're stupid. Okay, this is how they run game on you. This is how they treat you and laugh at you. Mercury doesn't spin one side molten, one side not. Then Venus, then Earth, then Mars, and out. Jupiter and Saturn are out past. Then, of course, you've got Neptune and Uranus and Pluto and on out into the Kuiper Belt. And I just get really sick of these people treating you like you're complete buffoons. But they know. It's now turned out that 2 chairmen of committees in the House and Senate, both of them have been asked, one of them months after the big controversy where the head of the House Armed Services didn't know. What is the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni in Iraq? They don't know. They don't know. They've had major studies every year that they do, going back into the 80s, asking people how many continents there are, to name 10 state capitals. They can't do it. Over 80% of high school seniors a few years ago, I haven't seen the numbers lately, didn't know who the vice president was. Okay, Rothschild knows that, all right? And this is the point I make. People are so disconnected from reality now that up in Kansas a few days ago. A woman was stabbed to death, bleeding to death. She did die in the middle of the aisle by the front door. And at least, this is what the police said, up, at least five people stepped over her or went past her while she was bleeding to death, begging for help in a pool of blood. One woman stopped and took a picture. You know, what does that have to do with Rothschild talking to us like we're 5 years old? They know you're totally disconnected, dreaming about satiating some animal lust, thinking how to act more powerful like a posing peacock with your neighbors instead of the bigger world around you. I mean, if you don't care about somebody bleeding to death or a cop run over in the street, then you don't care about yourself and your neighbors don't care about you. And then you don't care about information, so you are going to be totally enslaved and you're going to have people treat you like fools and scam you. And that's why they'll say there's no North American Union when they're officially putting it into place right now. That's why they'll say amnesty is an amnesty when it is. That's why they'll talk to us like we are people with 65 IQs. Well, you know what? The people don't have 65 IQs. They got 100 IQs on average. And they're not stupid. They're just mesmerized and in a trance and focused in on, I mean, you know all about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt and all this stuff that doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. If you don't want to be totally dominated by people like that Rothschild scum, you better wake up right now. Now, I was only nice to that scum to keep him on the line. This is what I really think of him. From the depths of my soul, I pledge eternal warfare against you and all your evil.